From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Supporters of impeached South Korean President Park Geun-hye are clashing with police in Seoul Friday, not long after the Constitutional Court's ruling to formally end her rule. In the making of the unanimous ruling, the court cited as grave violations of the Constitution the allegations that Park colluded with a longtime friend to extort Korean conglomerates to donate more than $69 million to two dubious foundations. Park has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. South Korea must now hold an election within 2 months to choose Park's successor. Six U.S. states are challenging President Donald Trump's revised executive order banning travel from six Muslim-majority countries. Douglas Chin is Attorney General for the state of Hawaii.
I don't see this as a Democrat thing or an agenda thing. I see it as a racist thing. You know, I see it as if Hawaii doesn't speak up about discrimination by national origin, we are dishonoring and we are disrespecting the past generation has gone through.
The latest order from Trump meant to replace an earlier decree that was overturned by U.S. courts. Trump's new order aims to keep citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen from traveling to the United States for 3 months and suspend for 4 months a U.S. refugee resettlement program. And Guatemala is mourning the deaths of 34 teenage girls killed in a fire at a shelter for troubled young people near the city of Guatemala City. Authorities say the fire was deliberately set. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange accused the Central Intelligence Agency of incompetence after his organization was able to obtain and publish documents related to CIA hacking programs. Early this week, WikiLeaks published thousands of pages of what it says are confidential CIA documents that expose the agency's hacking capacity. The documents allege the CIA has the tools to hack into smartphones and some televisions, allowing the agency to remotely spy on people. The CIA said on Wednesday that WikiLeaks is hurting American security interests. United States officials say a contingent of U.S. Marines has arrived in northeastern Syria to provide artillery support for local forces in an upcoming assault on Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State terror group. But it is unclear whether U.S.-backed Kurdish militiamen or Turkish-led Syrian rebels will take the lead in ousting thousands of jihadists entrenched in the city. The deployment comes as the Trump administration debates a Raqqa plan drafted by Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the U.S. commander overseeing the campaign against the Islamic State. Not all Republicans are celebrating the latest step toward repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The House Ways and Means Committee and the Energy and Commerce Committee voted Thursday to repeal Obamacare.
I'm afraid that it could make it worse in some ways, that insurance rates would continue to go up and that Americans would have even less control and less choice over their health care system.
Senator Tom Cotton, many Democrats did not support the Republicans' latest health care reform efforts. A dozen Malaysian activists on Friday gathered in front of the North Korean embassy in Kuala Lumpur to call for reduced tensions between the two countries.
오늘 헌법재판소의 결정에 모두가 절대 승복해야 할 것입니다. 무책임한 사회
Diplomatic relations between Malaysia and North Korea have broken down following the killing of Kim Jong-nam, the estranged half-brother of Kim Jong-un, at Kuala Lumpur's airport last month. North Korea has denied any responsibility and accused Malaysia of being swayed by the North. And German officials still have not confirmed why a man attacked and injured seven people with an axe at the main train station in Dusseldorf on Thursday. The suspect was later arrested after jumping off an overpass near the train station. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.